Hey guys, it's me, Sierra, and it is 10:03 p.m. at night, so I'm trying to not be too loud, so you might have to turn this up. But I am going to be talking about some pretty deep topics tonight. I've been in my head a lot, been in my feelings and stuff, so why not bring it to the podcast? So the first thing I want to talk about is about letting go of people from our past, letting go of our memories that, to dwell on. Like, don't dwell on them. The bad ones. Keep the good ones. Always remember those. But the bad ones, do not dwell on those. That's one of the things we're going to talk about. And let's just go ahead and dive into it, and then I'll go into the second topic when we get there. But one at a time, one at a time. So the first one is, about letting go of people from our past and memories that we do not need anymore. And I feel like this is really hard with, certain people that come into our life that impact us in many different ways and leave a deep mark on our heart, basically. We get scars, I feel like, on our heart, not literally, but on our heart from certain people. I have about three on mine. So there's three people who have left certain scars on my heart, and I feel like they've left it in different ways, and I just won't forget those people. And I feel like we have chapters in our life, and there's And they come and they're amazing, and then they end. And you close that book and then you start another book. I am literally a metaphor queen. I do metaphors like all the time, so just be prepared. That's how I describe things. I'm very poetic and I love to write. Writing's a passion of mine. And so just putting that out there. But anyway, so yeah, like, people come into your life, things happen, it's amazing, you make memories with these people, and then that's the end of your story with that person. And then so you close the book and you're supposed to put it on the shelf, and you can get it down every once in a while and you can read it, but it should be nothing to dwell on and be sad about. Just, it's closed, put it on the shelf, and maybe later in life you can go back and you can look at it. Or every once in a while, just think about it. But don't, like, drive yourself crazy thinking, what if I did this, what if I did that, then maybe they would still be here. They left for a reason. They're not supposed to be in your life, and you have to realize that, and you've got to let them go because it's not healthy. And it's not going to do anything. It's sad, but life does not have a rewind button. Life, you can't go back in time, and you can't do things over. Once they're done, and you have to keep going forward. I did this metaphor a couple days ago, which is, we are kind of like a car. What does a car mostly do? How does a car go? It goes forward. We're always in drive. Every once in a while, we have to reverse, the bangle and stuff. That's like how life is. Like, sometimes we have to reverse, but a majority of the time, what are we doing? We're going forward in our car, and that is what we're doing in life. And that's kind of weird. I hope that makes sense. But my point is, yes, we go forward, we don't go backwards. There's nothing good. We're trying to go back, and there's no way you can go back. It's impossible. You just can't do it. And you can't change anything. Like I said, once it's done. And you just have to accept it and move on. Trust me, there's plenty of things I wish I could change, but I can't. But you know what? We really shouldn't wish for to change because they were meant to happen. And where you are now, even if it's not amazing at the moment, I promise there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and it will get better, and then it will make sense why something happened that seems so awful at the moment. It will make sense of why it happened, because something better is going to come. And something that maybe you didn't know you needed, and it's going to happen, you know? Just remember, there's always a light at that at the end of the tunnel. Sometimes those tunnels can be longer than you think, but just stay strong. I promise there's an ending, and it's a beautiful, bright ending. But it is okay to think about certain things. The good memories. Don't think about the bad memories, but it's okay to think about certain memories with certain people. It's okay. That was a part of your life. Those were chapters in your life, and those people possibly will always mean something to you, and it's okay to do that. It's okay to think about it, but just know though that it's done, and you can't go back to those moments, and they should just put a smile on your face, and then that's it. So just realize wherever you are right now is where you're supposed to be. I promise. And it's gonna get better if it's not. If it's not that amazing right now, I promise. But just think of all the things that seems awful, or you so-called regret, and everything like that, as a lesson, a blessing. Either one, both. Just think of it as that way. That's how I think of it. I think everyone should think of it. That's just how life is. Life is so unpredictable, and it's so scary, and it's terrifying. We literally don't know what to expect. Like, we all have these goals and dreams, and we all have these so-called plans. And yeah, in some ways, they can line up with your plan, like your life can line up with your plan in a way, but it won't completely, because you cannot plan your life out. You cannot exactly, like, say you're gonna, this is gonna happen, because you don't know. Life is gonna do what life's gonna do. And you don't have complete say, because it just don't work that way. But just remember, love and let go. But you can always hold those people in your heart in a special place. But you loved and you lost. Now it's time to let go. So that was the first topic. And the second topic I'm going to talk about is kind of the opposite, really. It's about being in a relationship and about being so needy and so insecure and feeling like you always need to be with the person that you're in a relationship with. Just how to be independent in a relationship, because I feel like this is something that also a lot of people have problems with, and I'm guilty of it too. These are both of these topics I'm guilty of, and that's why I'm talking about it. I do this to help other people, but I also do this to kind of help myself too, to just get all of it out. So, I feel like definitely a lot of things that have happened in your past can definitely like affect how you think and how you react and feel about certain stuff that happens in your now, like what's going on now. It can definitely affect it. Things from your past can. So, anyway, I feel like a lot of people get really attached to people. And I hate the saying, it's sweet, but I hate the saying of, oh, I want to find my other half. You were never a half. You've always a whole. Like, I know that's corny, but seriously, you're never a half. You're a whole by yourself. I know it's a sweet saying, but I'm just saying. You don't need someone to make you feel complete. And even if you're in a relationship, you always gotta have time for yourself. You always gotta make sure you have yourselves back. You gotta realize that at the end of the day, no matter what happens, you will always have yourself. And you gotta make sure you take time for yourself. And you also got to make sure that whoever you're with takes time for themselves, because being together isn't healthy all the time. Like, being together all the time, it's not healthy. And your insecurities and all can really, like, beat you up when you're not with that person. You could have these what ifs and assume all kinds of things and everything because maybe someone from your past did something to you, like cheated or anything like that. So you're thinking, oh, but this person's gonna do the same thing. Blah, blah, blah. Or maybe you made some mistakes in your past and you're thinking, oh, well, I did them. I know how thing. I know all the things I did they could possibly do. Like, it could go either way. Like, your insecurities literally can eat you alive, and it shouldn't, but it does, and it's something that I feel like all us humans, we deal with. And we gotta realize, though, that it's very healthy to have our own hobbies, our own friends, our own thing, you know, like just our own thing that we like to do. And that's okay, because there was some person I watched on YouTube, watched a video about this topic, and they said something that, you know, I was like, yeah, that's true. So do you realize, like, when people are single, they have the drive of, I'm gonna work out, I'm gonna do my hair, I'm gonna dress up and do all this blah 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 stuff, and they really take care of themselves, they do all this self-care stuff, they, like, really have this drive. And then when someone gets in a relationship, it's like that's all out the window. It's all about the relationship, it's all about the other person. You shouldn't stop that drive, you shouldn't stop taking care of yourself, you shouldn't stop building yourself up, because in the end, like I said, it's gonna be you, and you gotta make sure you take care of yourself. Because if you can't take care of yourself, you can't really benefit in a relationship. Because you gotta make sure that you come first. You gotta love yourself first before you can love anyone else, truly. Your self-love is so, so important, and it should come first, no matter what. And you can't always be with that person, it's just unhealthy. And it can cause a lot of tension in your relationship, and it can smother that person, and then that could push them away. And you don't want that. And you want to make sure, and you know, all these insecurities and stuff like that, but if they really love you, they truly love you, they are not gonna do anything. And they're gonna really respect you and, like, love you even more because of the time they were away from you. And it's more to talk about, and it's just, it benefits you both, and it's the best. I'm not saying do it all the time. You gotta have, of course, your time together. Every once in a while, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. You gotta take care of yourself, and that person's gonna take care of themselves. They're gonna do their thing. Go do your thing. And then you come together, and you can bless them even more. Anyway, that's pretty much it for this podcast. I hope it made sense. I am kind of, like, all over the place tonight, so hopefully it made some sense. If you have any, like, requests or anything like that, then just message me on Instagram at SierraElizabethXO. Really appreciate it. And please check out my blog. It's my baby. I love it so much. Like I said, writing has always been a passion of mine. It's called XO Sierra. It's on WordPress. So, like, just type in, I'll try to link it, but type in exosierra.home.blog and it should pop up. Or just exosierra WordPress, maybe? I don't know. I will try to link it. Oh, I forgot. Never mind, just scratch it. Go to my Instagram. It's linked in the bio. That would have been so much more simpler if I just said that, but you know. Follow me on Instagram, and then in my bio it has my blog, so it's a win-win. Go both ways. Anyway, I love you guys so much. I'm gonna go watch a movie or something and then go to sleep. Love you. I will see you guys later. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye, guys.